Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Nine galleries have special events and guest artists set for a summer art crawl coming up Thursday night. Stacy Medeiros, a featured artist at Sugar Gallery, joins me for a preview about some of the special features of the evening. Stacy, welcome.
Thank you.
Glad that you are here. And I guess first to start off, there's a new addition to the gallery lineup, and that is the Mad Gallery. Tell us about this latest addition to Art Alley.
Well, it's the Mad Gallery, and it's led by Mark Allen Dooley. And I've only met him a few times, but I know he's very interested. It used to be the Becton Gallery, and he took over the Becton Gallery, and he's just really interested in keeping the gallery going from the few talks I've had with him. And this Thursday, he will be featuring a young artist, Caroline Youngblood, and she will have works from two different series, a cotton series and a quilt abstraction series. I don't really know her, but I've seen some of her works, and they're really interesting. They're very large, kind of abstract, mixed media kind of pieces. They're really cool to look at. Also, he's going to have live music by Gray Matter at his gallery as well.
So a lot going on there. Upstairs Gallery, they'll be hosting an artist talk to highlight the crawl. Who will be sharing in that presentation over at Upstairs?
Joni Dollar. She will be showing her MFA work, and her artist talk will be at 7:45. She has lithographs, paintings, mixed media pieces. Other artists that will be exhibiting there, we have two ULM students, Betty Putman and Victoria Smith. And there's also a tech graduate, Peter Hayes. He will have work there as well.
There's also Brad Arender over at Arender Studios, hosting a unique show. It's called Dan and Dave's The Ultimate Deck, The Magic of Playing Cards. Well, young and old alike, I think, are going to enjoy this.
It's going to be really interesting. He's got one of the guys, Dan Buck, will be coming in, and he's going to be doing, like, sleight-of-hand card tricks. He's got uncut card sheets, and he's going to be selling cards. And actually, he'll have some original works from these same people there as well. So it should be a kind of an interesting, different type of show there as well.
The downstairs. Downstairs Gallery, the curator Julie Pearson, she'll be hosting an exhibit. What can you share about that?
It's the Cabinet of Curiosities. It's the title of the piece.
It almost goes hand in hand with the magic of the playing cards.
It does. Yeah, exactly. It's supposed to be like a modern bestiary, a collection of lost artifacts that reveals the fantastic, the surreal, the creatures of myth and transformation. And so it's really... She's got a lot of interesting pieces and a lot of artists that are exhibiting. I actually have some pieces in that exhibit as well. Peter Hayes, that I just mentioned, will have some works there. And he actually is giving an artist talk at 7 o'clock, Peter Hayes.
Mentioned some of your works there, but also the majority, I guess, over at Sugar Gallery, you along with other local artists. Tell us a little bit about what's going to be found at Sugar Gallery.
At the Sugar Gallery? At the Sugar, we'll be having all of our resident artists, Leah Reitzel, Crystal Stone, Scott Stone, Whitney Trisler, Berg Ransom, Diane Rosenberg, and myself. We'll all have new works. I have some pieces that are in the show next door, the Downstairs Gallery, and in the Sugar Gallery that I did during my MFA. I got an MFA in ceramic sculpture, and some of my work then kind of fit into her Cabinet of Curiosities. And so I have one piece that will be in the Sugar. It's a large 7-foot-tall ceramic sculpture piece.
Wow. Is that something that you prefer, the larger sculptures? Or tell us about the inspiration that you have in that.
Well, you know, when I was getting my MFA, that is definitely what I was going for. Even when I went into my NFA program, that's what I wanted. I wanted these large, massive, kind of monolithic, you know, Egyptian kind of piece. Not necessarily Egyptian inspired, but just the whole massive, monumental type pieces. And the piece that's in the Sugar is my largest And I'm never doing another piece like it. It was huge. It was massive. It took me half a year to create.
Wow.
But it was a cool piece.
Yeah. Several other galleries participating coming up, Stacey, including a Big Room Gallery.
They actually have a photography exhibition. It's the photographs from the Convention and Visitors Bureau. They're having a contest, and they will be announcing the winner at 7:30. It's photographs that highlight the area, the culture, the people and places from this area, and the winning photograph will be displayed or featured on Bayou Life magazine, the cover, so that'll be really cool to see.
I know Livaday Studios, Jolie will be hosting Jamie Johnson, sharing in an artist talk, but also the Palace Gallery. Some interesting things going on at the Palace.
Yeah, I think that sounds cool.
An interactive session, I guess, called Paint by Number.
Paint by Number. I don't really exactly know what they're doing, but they're saying they're going to have an interactive art installation. It's going to be a mural. I'm assuming they're going to have a big mural drawn out with like little areas with numbers, and people can just come up there and paint certain areas. At least that's what it sounds like to me. And they say the mural that is created is going to be displayed in the downtown Monroe area. So that'll be really cool to be a part of, you know, to go up there and be a part of something that's going to be displayed in Monroe.
Yeah, be able to lend your talents to the Paint by Number. Of course, the River Art Gallery is participating as well. But also, you know, Stacey, takes a lot of community effort and a lot of support and being able to put together the gallery crawl coming up this Thursday night.
It really does. It really does. And we would like to thank our presenting sponsor, Creed and Creed, for all of their support as well.
Of course, it gets underway beginning at 5 o'clock with galleries in both West Monroe and Monroe, the downtown areas, with the Downtown Art Alliance. The gallery crawl coming up this Thursday, and you can see Stacey Medeiros' pieces not only in Sugar, but also in Upstairs?
No, Downstairs.
Downstairs. One or the other, you can catch it all coming up Thursday night. Well, Stacey, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.